23. There is beyond the end of the road, a God concealed from human sight. He changes skies to bend to you and bring the world with his great might.
There is a God,
there is a God.
He is alive.
We find in Matthew chapter 26, starting with 26 through 28, it states, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and he blessed it and broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Let's give thanks for the bread. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come to partake of this bread to represent your Son's body that hung on the cross. And as we partake of it, Heavenly Father, let us remember the sacrifice that was given. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Let us give thanks for the cup. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup that represents your Son's shed blood on the cross. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much because through this we have the remission of sins. And if we live our life according to thee, we'll have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Scripture shall be taken from Exodus, the 13th chapter, verse 17 and 18. Exodus, the 13th chapter, verse 17 and 18. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, "Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt." But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. This morning we want to talk about detours of life. The detour sign, it's one of the hardest for us to accept. But as I've studied, I found it to be one of the most important. None of us really like detours. When we want to get somewhere, we want to get there. And we don't want to be bothered with all of this detour stuff. And something else I've found out, we usually are more upset when we are traveling in new territory and the detour sign appears right over the hill. We are just not prepared for this kind of delay. We don't like trouble. We don't like our plans messed up. We don't like annoying inconveniences. And some of you can't figure out why your plans continue to fail and fall apart. We have got to understand that if there's a better plan in store for you, something has to dislodge you from your plan in order to make way for the better plan. God's no is setting you up for something better. You plan to be well, but you are sick. You plan to have more than enough, but you are faced with lack. You plan to be in a relationship, but you are alone. God put detours in our lives for our good. What happens when we are moving along in life and all of a sudden God puts a detour sign called the coronavirus? Well, in Exodus 13, verse 17 and 18, we find the text tells us that the children of Israel were going from point A to point B, but God made them detour and go the long way, even though it was the shortest route and the most common way to go from Egypt to Canaan. So he led them in a different way for their own good. A detour is an unexpected event that changes the course of your life. Detours causes us to slow down on our journey. We don't like slowing down. We don't like things that hinder or change our plans to use the most direct route possible. Detours are put up by the relevant authority because some danger or obstruction is ahead. God gives detours for the very same reasons, but he doesn't usually bother to tell us why. So in our text, we are told that the reason for their detour, because this was the road where Egypt's military outposts were, and God knew the people of Israel were not ready to face this yet. They would turn back and return to Egypt as the first sign of trouble. So the detour was to save them some trouble and to keep them on God's path. So what can we learn this morning about detours? Detours are a course correction that God uses to keep us on the right path. Not our path, but the right path. We want to get from A to B, but God wants us to get from here to the crucified life. For in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Also to the life of holiness, the upward call of God in Christ, that is the path that God is concerned with. For in Psalms 23 and verse 3, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Not the path to a physical location, but a path to keep us walking with him. The detour you may be today, be fussing about, might just be God's answer to your prayer for Christ's likeness. But then detours send us on an unfamiliar route and require that we trust the sign makers. When we are traveling away from home and come to a detour, it usually sends us in a direction we know nothing about. Detours requires us to pay strict attention and keep looking for signs on the way we should go. And one of the blessings about detours is that it helps us to be very diligent about seeking God and his direction for our life. Twice in our text it says, God led the children of Israel. The text makes it very clear that God was in charge of this detour. The first time it says, the way, he didn't lead them, verse 17. And the second time it says, the way, he did lead them, in verse 18. But then detours involve the counseling of the known and moving into the unknown. You get a bad diagnosis, or a pink slip, or divorce papers, and what is happening now. And what happens is those things cause our life's compass needle to spin out of control. So much so we are wondering, we are worrying about the future. We moved into uncharted territory. We are not sure of what we are going or where we are going. Just like people trust the detour route sign, we have to trust that God will lead us, and he will. Just like on real highways, you may not get a sign from God every 50 feet, but he will make sure to get us where he wants us. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. Proverbs 13, verse 5 and 6. Detours involve a time delay. It is important we don't let impatience move us off the route God has chosen. We need to remind ourselves from the passage in Exodus that the shortest trip was also the shortest trip to trouble. We don't do delays very well. We prefer to get in the end zone as soon as possible. Patience may be a virtue, but we tend to avoid it at all costs. Detours involve a longer trip. You can see a shorter route just beyond the sign, but are denied access to it. You see a sign that says the bridge is out ahead. So God always has a good reason for detours. And sometimes in life, the best course is just to slow ourselves down. But detours involve routes that seems to go in the wrong direction. Our internal GPS has a hard time dealing with detours. Have you ever had an argument with your GPS because it wanted you to make a U-turn and you knew that way was blocked? I have. But sometimes we are the GPS arguing with God. So sometimes detours are not from God, but are caused by the sins of others. But we have great promises to guide us in those times. Remember the storm Jonah caused the innocent sailors, because he chose not to go to Nineveh in Jonah chapter 1. In Acts chapter 27, Paul is in transit to Rome by ship as a Roman prisoner. He tells the Romans and the ship's captain that they were in danger if they continue. They ignored his godly counsel and set out. A furious storm almost killed them after they followed Paul's advice, and they are saved. They wind up on Malta, where a great revival takes place. God worked even the sinful disobedient of others out for good. But here's the real question. The real question is, when you are faced with detours, just like the one we are faced with now, will you keep serving? Will you keep worshiping? Will you keep giving? Will you keep obeying in the midst of this crisis? Will the detour you are faced with simply reroute you into a new level of faith? Or will it derail you into anger? Will the detour sideline you into stagnation, or will the detour cause you to quit? It's one thing to follow when the yes is comfortable and enjoyable, but a detour forces you to have to learn to follow through a no. So I want to suggest to you this morning, it is time for Christians to stop veering hardships, disappointments, and misunderstandings as a major roadblock in their lives, and to start looking at them as detours to greater opportunities and blessings. So the answer to our detour is Jesus Christ. I encourage you, keep moving forward. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And if you're listening, if you've not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus died so that you and I might live. God made a way. God had a plan set up for us to become his children. You've heard the word, believe it to be true. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Repent of your sins. Luke 13:3-5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Matthew 10:32-33. Or in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord adds you to his church Acts 2, verse 47. Then live faithfully, faithfully unto death, and you'll receive a crown of life. And if you're listening this morning and you have a prayer request, or if you want to know more about the Church of Christ, or if you want to enroll in a Bible correspondence course, please call the Ypsilanti Church of Christ, 734-483-1864. Leave a number and a message. We'll get back with you as soon as possible. At this time, we'll have another song, and then we'll have a closing prayer.
Father, we are thankful for this day and for all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. May your blessings, Father, be upon all of those who are tuned in today and upon those who had a desire to participate but were unable to do so. We pray for the sick. Pray, Father, that you would lift them up with your mighty power. We pray, Father, that you would extend your healing hand to them. And if it is thy will to restore them to their much-wanted health. Father, we are thankful for the church, for what it means to us. We pray, Father, that when this crisis ends, this coronavirus crisis, we pray, Father, that it will end soon and we will be able to once again assemble for worship unto thee. Father, we pray that you will continue to watch over all of us. Help us to remember, Father, that whenever we need someone to talk to, we can always talk to thee. Whenever we need someone to lean on, we can lean on Jesus as we're leaning on the everlasting arm. Continue, Father, to watch over us. We don't know what may transpire in our lives in these days, Father, but we put our trust in you that no matter what happens, you are more than able to carry us through. Be with us, Father, now in all of our endeavors that are for good. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.